Hello again, this is A.J. Wildman. In this set, we're going to go over four proposals that are under what I call family-related proposals, okay? There'll be something called a Family Support Act, Basic Family Asset, Fitness for Youth and Adult, and Community Service with specifically talking about first responders in our communities. So, Family Support Act. This ties into a couple other proposals we've already talked about. One most specifically is the Reemployment Act, where we're going to help Americans that are employed, or should be more like unemployed or underemployed, get better jobs, right? And part of what we're going to be doing with this is we're going to be looking at, as we're helping people, we're going to try to take all of the welfare, unemployment, HUD, food stamps, all these programs that are managed, as far as I can tell, to the people that I've talked to about this, in somewhat different agencies. And I think that it would be a much better approach, all right, because what we want to do is get people, families, whether, and again, to me, a family unit is one person. If you're, you know, doing your own thing and you're working and whatever, you're taking care of yourself, you're a family of one, all right? And you can have, you know, or more than that. So what we'll do is we'll, as we modify these programs can become much more efficient and much more targeted towards not continuing the same thing we've been doing for the last several decades. Piecemeal here, piecemeal there. That's why I look at the U.S. reemployment thing as really critical. Because people are, once we get that thing set up, we're going to have, like I said before, the private sector, which we have now, you know, regular for-profit entities, people from McDonald's, Home Depot, your local hardware store, whatever, Verizon. And then you've got public, which is, of course, federal, state, local, and military. Okay, everything that basically we pay for by, with our taxes, right? Then we're going to have that third sector called the resource sector. And this is where we sort out everybody else, right? Somebody's unemployed, somebody's in drug use, and, you know, or drug sales. We're going to be pointing them away from that and into other more honest employment, one way or another, if you know what I mean. So there's really not a whole lot to say about this other than we're going to, you know, look at a given individual and their family situation, and we're going to say, how can we help you help yourself? Now, if somebody needs help, they actually need welfare. And I believe that we are Americans and we come from a basically Christian background of helping people, to help people. But we want to help people to help themselves more and more. That's why with the reemployment system and this system working together, we can say, okay, here's what education do you have? What vocational skills do you have? What else can we help you with that? And get your GED, possibly a two-year college, possibly a vocation going there. And we can help you with your social skills, taking care of a checking account. Most people don't know how to do that, right? Cleaning your home, basic things, all right? But the other things, when it comes to helping with food stamps, housing, these things we're going to reset a lot of people. And we're going to say, look, going forward, you're going to get better. And also, when you go back to the teenage pregnancy thing that I talked about before, all right, we're really going to come down on that as a nation. We're going to have to really work with high schools, middle schools too, unfortunately. High schools, students in high school have to have mothers and daughters, families get together and talk about these things and target, and I mean target, decreasing teenage pregnancies. Because they just lead to a whole lot of other problems that we have in society. And this, you know, welfare, you know, somebody gets pregnant, now they need child care. I mean, why do we have child care in high school? This is ridiculous. But anyway, not deviating, but it's kind of a hard, it's a mishmash of issues. It kind of all rolled together. But the idea is to reset people, reset individuals, reset families. Help them, but then make them really more and more responsible for taking care of themselves and not keep digging a bigger hole for themselves. So that's pretty much it. There'll be some agencies restructured, reorganized. And if we do this properly, we will make the existing systems that we have in these much more cost efficient from a taxpayer point of view, which is interesting to everybody. Because if we save money on issues that we can do better, then we have some of that money then set aside to work on something else that's positive. That's kind of all I really have to say about the Family Support Act, but we have to support families, but we have to make families and individuals responsible for themselves. Okay? The free lunch, the free rides, to me, the national pity parties that this group has or that group has, that put your hand out, I need this, I'm depressed or I'm oppressed, and I need help. Well, everybody's going to get help because everybody that needs help is going to get help. And then they are going to take much more better care of themselves. And that'll help them, their families, the community, and also help the taxpayers. So, pretty much all I got to say on that today. So, thank you and take care. I'll see you in the next video.